Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the spiritual discourse of Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 2. Our honored guest today is Swami Sarvadevanandaji. He is the minister of the Vedanta Society of Southern California, and he has been with the Ramakrishna Order for more than 40 years. He has led many educational institutions and major extensive relief work in India, and he has been in the Hollywood Center of the Ramakrishna Order for about 14 years, last 14 years. So please enjoy the discourse.
Om Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kamsa Chanu Ramardhanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Bande Jagadgurum. So I'm very happy to be with you. Oh, I have put the microphone off. I am very happy to be with you all today to be together, and when we are together we'll have to talk about God, that's all. And that's a pleasant job for all of us. Resounding?
It's
echoing. Okay? I want to see the faces, that's the point. Okay. So it is said that satsanga is very important, no? And it is said satsangastu durlabha amoghascha. Satsanga means the association of the holy. So you are all holy people, and I have come here to get your company also. That is, the devotees, company of the devotees is equally, we think, it is the company of the holiness. Because when we meet together, then we talk about our goal. In the world, it is very rare to get people of similar mental moods and thoughts. People will talk about many things, but when it comes to about spiritual life, there are very few people who will be interested in it. So it is always great to see devotees who love God, and it is our pleasure to have their association. I benefit much by association with the devotees, because it is said that tasmin tajjane veda abhavat. In the Narada, in the Bhakti Sutras, he has said that who loves God, he will also equally, tasmin, in him, in the Lord, tajjane, those who are his people, that means his beloved children, those who lovers of God, veda abhavat, there is no veda, there is no distinction. So this is a great opportunity to meet the devotees, and I am very happy that I am here today. Our topic today is the second chapter of the Gita, and I have been told to finish within 3 days the second chapter. Yeah, but you all read Gita, so it will be repetition, nothing new. But then why we repeat? That also is in the Bhakti Sutras, it has been said. In the Brahma Sutras, it has been said, avrittir asakrit upadeshat. In the Brahma Sutras, it has been said, avritti, you have to repeat. Asakrit, not once. I have heard Gita once, that's not enough. We are reading whole life Gita. But every time I read, I think probably I have not understood anything. So, avritti asakrit. And that repetition of listening, this never becomes old. When you talk about the Gita, it never becomes old. Rather, it becomes, every time it brings new thought, new light, new inspiration in our life. So this is a great opportunity to think about God and going through the Bhagavad Gita. There are hundreds and thousands of commentaries on the Bhagavad Gita. And this is really one of the world's greatest literature, which has been spiritual literature, which has been read, reread, meditated upon, and many had the visions of Krishna by this. Swami Vivekananda told a story that when one day he was going, passing by, and he saw that one Pandit was reading the Bhagavat, and a very common man, he does not understand much of the Sanskrit or anything, but he was in tears. And then, looking at that, Swamiji was little interested, Swami Vivekananda was interested, and afterwards he said, "Do you understand what is going on?" He said, very humbly said, "I do not know any Sanskrit. I don't understand what the Pandit is talking about. But I am seeing that Krishna is giving this message and the Arjuna's Rath, the chariot of Arjuna. So I see that. See how Gita has influenced people of our country, and also it has influenced many people of the West. Many scholars were influenced by immersion, and others by the Upanishad and the Gita. They have influenced their life. Thoreau, immersion, and others, great Western scholars and philosophers have been influenced by it. So it carries the eternal message, and it carries the eternal message of our what we are, what is our divine nature, what are we now, how we appear now, and what is the essence and where we have to hold on, where we have to stick on. Because in life it's not so easy. Because in life we find difficulties and sufferings and pains. These all come in our life. The Gita is the practical book. That's why we say that the Upanishad talks about the highest philosophy, finished. Neiti neiti virama jathai, where is no, nothing, 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 Satchidananda, akhandam Satchidanandam Brahma. But that is an expression, experience, that's end. But when it comes to our life, then it is to be understood intellectually. That's why comes the value of Brahma Sutras, where Vyasadeva have, with all intellectual argument, proved that what have been said in the Upanishad is the only truth. But now, where is the practical application? We are not sages and saints living in the caves, day and night thinking, "I am Atman, I am Brahman." But we are all in our life situation, some school teacher, some professor, some doctor, some engineer, and our day is very busy. So how shall we apply that? There comes the Gita. That's why it is called Prasthanatraya, the three greatest books which leads us to depart from this world, to go beyond the world, to beyond the duality, beyond suffering, beyond pains and agonies. How? By following these three dictates. The ideal is Upanishad, but it is saying, "I am Atman, I am pure, I am beyond all duality. Body, mind is changing thing. It comes and goes. It is always changing. It is not the same as I look at me." So, what is this unchangeable? That unchangeable is Agne rejataikam bhuvanam pravishya rupam rupam pratirupa bhuva ekastatha sarva bhutantaratma rupam rupam pratirupa bahishya. That like one fire. It takes different forms. So Atman is one.
Ekastatha sarvabhuta antaratma. Rupam rupam pratirupa bahishcha.
It is only external form.
Rup, rup, every rup is only an external form. But it is the same fire, the same divinity. So we read this, but everything goes away when you come to practical life. Your friend, your husband, your wife, your children. When we deal with this in office, when something happens and somebody pinches, I forget I am Atman, I am Brahman, and you are also Brahman. So that idea goes away. Then how to handle this situation? The Gita comes there.
That is the practical prasthanatra, the third and most important for us to apply that in our life. This is the war field. And you are to go above by following this path and to raise your consciousness above. This is a war, this is a fight, this is a life is going on in this way that challenges will come. You cannot avoid it. Challenges will come, love, hatred, anger, these are part of life, how great you become. You want to be in peace, but you are placed in a position to test. And every day you will be tested. How much grade you get? It is called semester system of examination. God's examination system is much better than that of any system in the world. In other system, at least in our system, when we are students, only one whole year study finished. What result you did? At the end of 10th grade, your result, you did bad, you get a bad grade. Finished. You have studied well, but you fell sick or you did something gone. That's a bad type of examination system. In this country, you get the semester system. That's better. Okay, you did one bad, another good, and then you get balance, and then you get A plus or get something good. But God's testing ground is, examination is much more advanced. Every bit of moment you are tested and given a grade. Just you get out of it, it is snowing. How you react? It's tested. Sukhe dukhe same kritya labha labho jaya jayo tato juddhaya jujjasa. All these philosophies are there. I am Atman, that's there. But when it comes to life, how you react when you just get out into the free? Okay, what's that? Can you take it as a challenge? Okay, it is there and I am facing it. And smile and enjoy it. And go, finished. But we lose our ground, we get a bad grade. Sometimes. So God's examination is every moment. Every moment. A child will be, your son or daughter will be crying and making you angry, and how can you keep your peace? How can you treat in that situation? Are you getting a grade A or grade B or grade C? What, plus or minus, what, whatever. So God's test is every day, and that is, don't take it as a test, and that is, oh, God is so unkind and he's testing me every day. I am really tired of it. Don't say that. It is giving more opportunity to make you successful. If you know, I failed that way, now I shall try this point, I shall be just getting a good grade now. Okay, I did bad, now I'll do better. So every day to rise above our littleness, rise above our imperfections, rise above our all the things which do in ignorance, that is God's testing every day. And this testing is just to quicken my progress. It is to take me quickly beyond the circle of birth and death. The cycle of birth and death is going on because, you know, we have our desires. Alatha Chakra, the Buddhistic idea. Why we are here? Why we are suffering, 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 suffering? Why suffering? They say, because you are born. You are born. Why you are born? Because you have desire, Krishna, Tanha. Why the Krishna came? Because of ignorance. So what to do? Get out of the ignorance. Simple formula. So this is a very scientific, analytical thing, but we intellectually we can understand, but you apply it in life. So this Gita was addressed on the war field. And that is a very big war. And our life is also a war. Justice, injustice, truth versus untruth. To keep the equanimity of the mind in all state, that is what we are seeking for. Our spiritual life does not mean that some, as Holy Mother said, Sarada Devi, she was a very simple lady. She didn't study or Brahma Sutra or anything, they cannot say such words. She said that, what is the sign of God realization? What will happen? Will you grow two horns over your head? Very simple, simple language. What happens? It happens that Gyan Chaitanya, you become aware of your conscious divinity. The life will go on, but you will be aware of your divinity, your consciousness. Your consciousness, not the awareness I am talking. I know you. This is called our normal sense of consciousness. Not that. In all the consciousness, all the awareness is possible because of what? That consciousness. In the Panchadasi, there is a beautiful verse. Ma sabda yuga kalpeshu gata gammeshu anekadha na udeti na stameti sambidesa sayam prava. That sambit, that consciousness is eternal. Masa abda yuga kalpa, mass, month, abda, year, yuga, 12 years, kalpa, thousands of years. Gatagammeshu anekadha, this move always changes. But sambit, the consciousness which is behind, it does not change. Look at our life, this consciousness which is in us never changed. I am in the awakened state, I know this is world, I am aware, I see you see me, I talk, you hear, you talk, I hear. We are aware, we are eating, we are hungry, we are angry, we are in depressed condition, we are in uplifted condition, whatever may be the thing. But I know that it is happiness, it is unhappiness, it is misery, it is joy, it is pleasure, it is pain. We know this. So that knowing is there, that's the consciousness. You go to dream, what happens? You forget about this awakened state, but you are awake. You are awake in your dream. You see your dream world. Who sees? Of course, who creates? You create your dream, but still you see. You are creating, but at the same time you are seeing. Two things are happening. And we have withdrawn our awareness from this gross world into that world. And now you go to deep sleep. Neither this world of awakening, neither that world of dream is there, but still you don't die. You say, I dreamt well. I didn't know. I was very deep in my sleep last night. So, but you know then, you know that you don't know. Here is a beautiful thing to understand. You know that you do not know. You do not know anything, that much you know. I was fast asleep. I was quite happy. But I do not know. That means you are happy. That is one ground. You know, that is even all the created being in the world most happy when? When they get to sleep. Deep sleep. the cat, the dog. So I give this example, it's my favorite example, that how much sleep is important in our life, deep sleep. Suppose I give you all the fantastic things of enjoyment of life, whatever you like, house, building, television, food, friendship, this, that, everything. But I will only not let you sleep. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, let me see what happens to you. You'll be mad. All your food is there. If you say, yeah, we only eat to enrich our body and calorie. Calorie gives us strength. Calorie does not give you strength. When you don't sleep for 7 days, all calories given. Why do you feel fatigued and you go almost collapsing? Why? That is because you are actually not getting to your own self. In the deep sleep, what is happening? Just analyze that. We think that we, where is God? We'll have to realize God. We'll have to go to the cave. We'll have to bow my head 100 times, 1,000 times. Are you? How you are connected with the consciousness all the time, which is called God, and you don't recognize that. Now I am talking. How can I talk if the consciousness is not manifested here? It will be dead body. What is the difference between a dead body and this living body? The eyes are there, head, all the brain cells are there, neurons will be working like that, the same way, just you die. What happens? The body is here, heart, lungs, kidney, everything is here. Why you die? Why don't you talk? Why don't you smile? That means consciousness is attached to it, that's why you are doing all these things. Even in the dream you are seeing, because you are witnessing something, and what light allows you to see your dream world? That is the light of consciousness. Our scriptures are saying the realized people are talking. And now you go to the deep sleep state, what is happening there? It is, you know that you do not know. That means there is knowingness. Knowingness is the part of the consciousness. And that Panchodasi is saying, that consciousness never leaves us. To know that I do not know, but I am there still. That is the consciousness, and that we call Sachidananda, and that is our divine nature. We, most of the time, though connected with it, without its connection, we have no existence in this relative plane, but we don't recognize that. That's why we cry and weep in this world. But if one is aware of that, and live in this world, his joy is eternal. That's why we call Jivan Mukta. And that Jivan Mukti is the purpose of life. Jivan Mukti, Sukha Prapti, Hitave, Hetave, Janmadharitam, Atmana Nitya Mukteno, Natu Sangsara Kammaya. Jivan Mukti, while living, attaining that freedom, attaining that blissfulness. And it is possible. And then, otherwise not to cry and weep in this life, only we are born. We are born to enjoy the bliss of God, to make our life joyful and blissful all the time. That is our purpose of being born. So that consciousness pervades all the time. And that consciousness we call Atman, Brahman, God, whatever the term we give. And we every day go in our deep sleep, get a touch of that joy. That's why we get energized. Even you are hungry, you are not ate well, but you get a good sleep, you come back next morning with full energy. Where the energy supply comes from? Your calorie? Calorie can give some physical strength, but you, even with that physical strength, you may be most weak person. The touch comes from God. The touch comes from the consciousness. That's why when we do meditation and spiritual practice, we consciously move. Every day we move into that plane unconsciously, through sleep. That's why we become the same old guy. Every morning we come out, the same person who slept comes back the same person in the morning. No improvement. Though we touch God, but we are not improving anything, because the same impulses, same weaknesses of the mind, of our emotion, of our intellectual understanding, everything which was there, it comes back the next morning the same way. But yogis, spiritual practices, if you take in a conscious journey to the internal, then what happens? Swami Vivekananda says, a man every day goes to sleep, and Upanishad also supports this, and comes back the same old person. But a person who moves consciously into that and makes a journey there, he comes out a saint. He becomes an illumined soul. You look at his face, you say, oh my God, who is he? Buddha. What is he? Christ. What is he? Rama. Who is he? That is the distinction. They made a conscious journey, and then that light of the self illumines their heart. So that reflects through their very being, personality, through their face, and they radiate that bliss around. So this is the conscious movement, and the Gita helps us to go to that consciously, to that truth, reminding while we are in active life like this. See, it is a war, then forget your conscious entity. That's why we read the other day, Dehi Nityam. No, what is that we read? We read that Dehi Nasmin Yatha Dehe Kaumaram Yauvanam Jara Tatha Dehantara Prapti Dhiras Tatra Namujati. We read it again and again. But this is to be understood, that these are the changes happening in the body and mind. But in that consciousness, nothing changes. To establish in this point, the Gita is hammering and saying, why are you so worried about what is happening in the physical plane only? You don't live only in the physical plane. There are many planes. And you can raise your consciousness to the another plane. The whole world will change immediately. That's why there are so many lokas. In Hinduism, there are so many lokas. At least 14 lokas we know. And there are many lokas in between also. What are the 7 upward lokas and down lokas? Bhur, Bhuvasva, Mahajana, Tapasatta. These are the 7 upper planes. Bhur, Bhuvasva, Mahajana, Tapasatta. You raise your consciousness from one plane to another. A different realm of existence, different realm of experience will happen. But these are all within the plane of journey. It is not the end of journey. Beyond that. And you know, the hells are also 7. Tala, atala, sutala, patala, rasatala, tala, atala, rasatala. These are the different lower planes. Christian hell is only one hell. And Christian heaven is only heaven. But we don't care for heaven, and neither we care for hell, of course. We don't care for heaven because that is not the freedom. Freedom is not there. We want to go beyond that. But my point is that the world in which we live, we think this is everything. No, you make a journey. Ramakrishna used to say, if the mind moves from this plane to this plane, what a horizon of experience opens up. If you have not read, please read Sri Ramakrishna's life by, and the recent translation, Chaitanananda Swami has translated, Divine Play. You'll see, never in the scripture has been given such descriptions, how you feel, how the mind moves from one plane to the other plane, to the other plane, to the other plane. Right? And that matches with the descriptions, a few descriptions, what you find here and there in the Upanishads. But Ramakrishna is more vocal in some places. Many things have been not recorded. But anyhow, the glimpses which is beyond transcendental, to find that within our understanding is a very rare thing. So, that means we pay too much value why we get so much involved into the affairs of our life and we cry and weep so much? Why? We think, oh, it is so important. It is my life, it is my life and death question. I mean, no, it is not your life and death question. Your life is eternal. There is no death for your life. Only these are happening in one level or the other level. There are many planes of your existence. In this life you are a woman, I am a man, or he was, but who were you in the previous life and who was I in the previous life? We are here now in this plane. You raise your mental consciousness Bhulok to Bhuvalok. What will you see? Bhuvalok to Swalok. You are a devotee of Krishna. You sleep and in your sleep you live in the Krishna Loka. You are a Rama devotee. When you sleep, you go to the Rama Loka. Huh? Is it not? They are more real than that of this. So this question is, the mind has become pure and moves in the upward journey, a different realm of existence will come up. So don't pay so much value only in this realm. The Gita's teaching is that anittam asukham lokam imam papyo bhajasamam. Why? You are worshipping the world. You are frightened about the world. Are this world will leave you anyway. Anityam, asukham, imam lokam prapya. We have attained to this asukha and anitya loka. But bhajasvamam. Then you think of God, think of the divinity, Vedantic way, think of the Atman. Then what will happen? Then you will be freed. So we give too much value to this existence in the awakened state. So try to understand, it is changing. It is not so serious as we give values seriously. People create seriousness giving too much attention and importance to one incident. Many things happen in life, you just brush it out. That does not stick in your heart. But suppose emotionally you get stuck in one point, what happens to you? You remember what somebody told you in 1980. And you go on repeating that. And he said, you did that to me. And then anger comes, then emotion comes, and then I cannot forget. It's a really a hellish experience. But you can brush it off. Just make a joke, reduce its impact, then you can be smiling. But that smile can come if we know it is all God playing, and it is only the physical plane in which we are living, is only an infinitesimal part of our real existence. So don't pay so much value to it. It is changing. Like a jovan, jara comes, birth, growth, sadavikara, six changes, all you know, six changes, asti, jayate, vardhate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, mrittu, jayate, we are born in mother's womb, asti, that's why Indian sages are so great, you cannot beat them in any way. With scientific, everything new, scientific thing comes up and people will, what is this? And they get shaken. All the Christian thoughts, all the followers of these people, they will be shaken whenever new something comes in the scientific world. But we feel proud that our sages are so great, you cannot beat them in any point. They have accepted osti first. We come in the mother's womb, even mother does not know. So asti is the first, but there is existence. Nobody knows, but existence is there. Then it comes jayate, baby is born. Asti jayate, then you grow, vardhate, growing, vardhate. Viparinamate, then you go to a little higher, to maturity, and then you turning point comes. The sine curve goes like that. and then it's falling down, down, down. Viparinavate napakshiyate. It is coming to little on the edge of decaying, decaying. Apakshiyate. Then it is mrittu, one day it will die. So these are the six changes in life. Why? What are you trying to hold on? Which part of it you are trying to hold on? It will not depend on your holding. It will move the way it has been designed to do. So think that anything happening here is of the six changes. So only unchanging is the Atman. So here Sri Krishna is giving that direction to Arjuna, not to Arjuna only, to us, so that we in our bad life, battlefield of our life, every day's battle, war, fight, we can understand this is not that much important that you are to die because of something has happened. It will change. Today it is like that. It has happened before also. It will happen afterwards also. But keep the peace. You are Satchidananda. You are the child of God. You have to think that I am divine. I am connected with God. And that nobody can take away. Ramakrishna says it's your father's property. Inheritance will come to you. You cry or you don't cry, matters little. The inheritance of father will come. So just face the life, face the challenges of life every day and see how, what can you do, and then a point will come when you will be above it. So we read where? 15? 16, okay. So abhinashi tu tad vidhi yena sarvamidam tatam vinasham abhayasyasya na kaschit kartumarhati. See, so you know yourself that you are abhinashi tu tad vidhi, 16th verse, 17th verse. Abhinashi tu tad vidhi yena sarvamidam tatam. Just think of this. By whom? Yena means by whom? Sarvamidam, all these. Animate, inanimate, matter, consciousness, whatever you see. Idam tatam. Tatam means it is interwoven. It pervades everything. Like water pervades into the, when rain comes, the whole earth is soaked with water. So, that Atman is pervaded. You, me, this, insentient, sentient, floor, wall, space. It pervades everyone, and that is abhinashi. No one can do any destruction. Indestructible is that nature. Just you think, you will stand erect, is it not? When you talk 20 times like that, in me is that abhinashi. Tattva, the truth is there. Abhinashi tu tad vidhi yena sarvamidam tatam. That which is pervaded. Everything conscious and unconscious, sentient and insentient, you know that is indestructible. Nobody can destruct. Nobody can destroy it. Can you destroy this space? Whatever you can do, whatever fight you can go on with a little land, my space, your space, my room space, your room space. This we have created an imaginary wall line, brick boundary. This is my area. Between India and Pakistan, this is our Indian space, Pakistan space. We created those space. Where is the space demarcation? And can you stop the space because giving a wall? It interpenetrates that space. You cannot make a division into the space, excepting for our practical uses by drawing a border line or planting some trees or building some wall, but it is all imagination. Space is infinite. It interpenetrates everything. That's why it is called Atman. Is finer than that of the space. Most close example to the Atman can be given that it exists and no sword can cut it, no fire can burn it, as you cannot cut the space as you cannot burn the space, as you cannot dry up this space, so this space Atman is finer than that of the space even. Five elements out of that, that is the fundamental thing. So, but vinasham abhayasya so na kaschit kartuma, if you think that it is abhay, no bhay, no destruction, indestructible. For that vinasham, destruction of that, asya na kaschit kartuma, you cannot do. You are not the body. The body has distinctive features, have separated you from me, have separated from the wall and the matter and me, but which is inside and which is outside. God is immanent, God is transcendent. We say, for the beginners, we say, okay, think of God in your heart, as if God is not there outside. That we do, our scriptures have done to help us to start our spiritual journey. We go to the temple. Why you go to the temple? Is it not God here? Is it not God in your lawn? Is it not God in the freeway? Where is He not? He's not in your bathroom? Not your shower? No, towards the beginning we do that just to create some impression in our mind. But as you grow spiritually, you will see, Yo Ram, Dasarath ki beta, Ohi Ram, ghat ghat me leta. Ohi Ram, sabse niyara, Ohi Ram, jagat pasera. See, it starts from one point, ends at another point. This is called the spiritual journey. It cannot be destroyed. It is there, but my knowledge opens up and my heart opens up and it gives me a clear, distinctive knowledge that it is not anywhere limited. It is that Rama is everywhere. That Rama was here only at the beginning stage. And as you move in spiritual journey, then that Rama expands. Shuddha Brahma Parat Paruram Kalatmaka Parameshwaruram. Why you have said? Shuddha Brahma Parat Paruram. This is the Avinashi, indestructible Rama. Shuddha, purest of the pure. Brahma, Paratpara, is the superior, above all limitations. Shuddha Brahma Paratpararam. Then, Kalatmaka Parameshwararam. Then he take the time as his Maya, in the fold of Maya. He becomes the Parameshwara. Ishwara means the Ishanakarta. He who controls the whole creation. We call God incarnated. So Parameshwar, he becomes Parameshwar. And then he comes down as Rama, born with Dasaratha. So, you see, it is the link. So, we have to start at one point, but to understand, and that is my nature. This is a temporary nature, temporary costume. We are all playing our roles, taking a temporary costume. When you play, our Hollywood is a place for play, always like that. But our sadhus and our devotees, they enact many plays. They do some Christ folklore, then recently they did Buddha and all this. So, they go and get so much of costumes. Costumes are available very easily in Hollywood. So, they put on their body and they start playing. You don't understand, it is the same person playing. Costume makes the difference. So here is Rama, 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 Rama everywhere. Only costume is different. So Avinashi is there. You can cut it, you can burn it, but you cannot change anything of the indestructible absolute consciousness, which is called divine, which is called God. Antavanta 18. Antavanta ime deha nityasyakta saririna anashino aprameyasya tasmat yuddhasya bharata. So, you know this antavanta ime deha. These bodies are all having its anta, end. Someday it will die. Whatever you try, however you put into the mummy, culture try to keep the body, thinking the body is Atman. You keep it, but it will not talk. It will not blink like that. It will not hear anything. The body is antavan. It has its end, because it has also philosophically it is true, which has a beginning must have an end. You cannot say it has a beginning and no end. So antavanto ime deha. But nityasya ukta sharirina. Who is this shariri? Who possesses this body? Whose car is this? Whose chariot is this? He is not in. He cannot be destroyed. The body, the car, in our lifetime, how many cars we change? Do we do? See, in our early days, we have bicycle. When in India, bicycle was one good thing. Then you get a two-wheeler. maybe one car. And then you come up here. Then you have this car, that car, that car. Some people have a fascination for car. They change every year. One young boy was telling that I have taken all the cars. Every 2-3 months he will change a car. The new car, purchase, and then sell it, and then get it another. So how many cars you change? Similarly, this is a car, but who is the owner of the car? So he does not die. So antavanto ime deha sharirinaha nitya sokta. That is called the nitya. He is called the eternal. Anashina aprameyasya. That is anashi. It has no destruction. It is aproma. Prameya means it's in measure, immeasurable. Therefore, tasmat yuddhasya bharata. So fight. Fight the problems of life. Take the challenges of life. Bold. Don't cry. Most of the people cry and weep, making them weaker and weaker. Just make a fun of it. Okay, it has come. Fight it out. Failure may be there, success there. Why it should be so much important thing? Because it is ultimately, it will go away one day. That's why I told the other day, to Swami Vivekananda suggested, it is better to wear out than to rust out.
Yeah.
You keep a knife and don't use it ever. And by oxidation and other things, it will get rusted. But you use the same knife and use every day, it is getting weird out. But it is producing so much good result. So why not this life be utilized by like that? Face the challenge, do the best thing you can do. Know that you are in your heart is the divine, unchangeable, absolute, and he is the guide inside. This will go anyway. So let it go for some good cause. Do good to others, help others, and also make your spiritual life joyful. Keep peace in your life. Don't hold on to your pains and sufferings. We can do both ways. Yeah, in this country the problem is that they have food, they have car, but they are unhappy people mostly. And in our poor India, they have no car, they have nothing, they are hungry, hunger, and no good house, a cottage, a hut. That is their problem. But problem is problem. Pain and suffering is there, either this way or that way. He has plenty, but husband and wife don't get along. And they try to marry one and the next day another. And that also does not work. And then afterwards get disgusted with everything. But they cannot attain fulfillment because they are not enjoying neither renouncing. That's why Hindu system is good. You go through the 4 stages of life and get the experiences of life in one time. And don't be so fickle like these people, running from one to the other and never getting satisfaction. Rather you be committed, whatever is there, go through the good and bad experiences in one life, and then because spirituality is in our heart, so through that experience we move and ultimately reach God. So that is the best scientific path
given to us by the sages. But he is saying, yainam vettihantaram jaschainam manyate hatam ubhautau na bijanati nayang hanti na hannate. So he who thinks that he is being killed, and yainam vettihantaram, that he is killing me, I will be killed by somebody. Okay, he is a fool. He does not know that your Atman cannot be killed. Your flesh and bone may be killed. That's all. And that will automatically be killed one day. Even if you don't do anything. Old age will do, or some cerebral stroke will come, or the heart attack will happen, or kidney failure will do, or something, you know. See, how everyone is dying, the doctors know much better. Every day they hear how it is going on. So this will go in anyway. But he who thinks that, I am being killed, I will kill, these are the point of ignorance in the ego. Ubhoktau na bijanati, both of them don't understand, then nayam hanti na hannate, it cannot be killed, no one can kill. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit nayam bhutva abhavitavana bhuyo ajo nitya shashato ayam purano na hannate hannamane sarire. So this, that means this is the same idea. One is born and again will die, is a body's question. But na hannate hannamane sarire, whatever happens with this, it does not change your spirit. So you know, veda virashinam nityam yainam majamabhayam kathangsha purusha partho kanghata yati hantikam. So if you know veda, if you know avinashinam, if you know your Atman is indestructible, enam ajam, it is birthless, abhayam, there is no end of it, kathangsha purusha partho, that how that person will kill somebody or will be killed by somebody. Then he said, it is like that, take it very simply. Vasaṃsi jarināni yathā vihāyo navāni grinhāti naroparāni tathā sarīrāni vihāyo jirnāni anyāni saṃyāti navāni dehi. So take it that way, at the bas, the dress, jirna, when it becomes weird out, little old, so we give up and we take another new costume, new garment. Similarly, when this body, you cannot have any fun with this body. This body is troubling everywhere, all the corners, back pain, head pain, then your teeth is falling out, the ear is becoming old, it cannot catch the sound. What? Ear is dropping its energy. So everywhere, since it goes down, better to get a new car. So better to give up this body, and then you are born and get a new car. So that is the, take it that way, sarirani vihayo. Sarirani, it is bahuvachan. Many, many sarira. Vihayo, giving up. Navani grinhati, you take a new one. Navani grinhati. Anyani samjati jirnani, anyani samjati navani dehi. You get connected with another new car, new fresh engine. It starts again. The baby is born with a fresh engine. Everything is fresh. The heart is new, lungs are good, the ear is good, everything. So, best start fresh way. So, nothing to cry for, that you are not losing anything. Shall we end here? What is your time? No, you tell me.
Sa nainam chindanti shastrani nainam dahati pavaka na chainam kledayanti apo na shoshayati maruto.
Again and again you may think,
what is the speciality? We are hearing the same word. Why are you talking so many times? We sometimes, people say, that you say something new. That's the problem. There is nothing new to say. Because it is only one truth is there. Truth is so simple. But our mind is so complicated. What to do? So you have to hammer, push it from this corner and that corner and this corner and that corner to prove that is the only thing. So many people say, Ari, talk something new. You are talking the same thing every day. So we have no other alternative. We are not free to talk anything new because I cannot create anything new. So the Gita is saying, Nainam Chinnanti Shastrani. Shastras, astra shastras, the weapon. Your mother bomb cannot kill. Mother bomb, the America put mother bomb. You know mother bomb? The most powerful bomb, which will, this time they utilized in Iraq war, blasted it, so that it will be a tremendous destruction will be there at a time. So from the plane they just dropped them. So that must kill the body. His body may be destroyed immediately, but the Atman remains untouched there. So, nainang chinnanti shastrani, nainang dahati pavaka, the fire, it will only burn the body. Maybe the five elements will go back to the five elements of the body, which we have acquired through the five elements. Breathing, drinking, eating, whatever we do, we have rented from the stock of God's store. God's store. So from that store you breathing. Prana, apana, samana, udana, bhyana. Eating food, taking their calorie, making it flesh, bone, everything. So you have to give back when you retire. So when you retire, everything is given back. The body heat goes to the cosmic heat. The body, when it is burnt, the ashes go to the earth element. The water, automatically when it is burnt, the water goes to the vapor, becomes air, it becomes where it, water goes to H2O back. And then space, I am holding this space, it will be returned to space, cosmic space. No more Sarvodevananda will be running with the space anymore, catching little space within himself. So that you have to return. You cannot keep it any way you like. So five elements, all one by one, you have taken from the God's store without paying interest. But you pay the interest, that's why you call the tax of the body. Taxation of the body, we get it by the aches and pains and these, and because you have taken loan from God. So you have to pay off some loan. So all the five elements, you take it and it goes back to the five elements. So you cannot take anything, even a piece of hair. You cannot take it. What the question of money, wealth, only you can take your mind which has matured, the mind which gotten connected with the divine, the peace which you carry, your samskaras, the whole bundle, that you can carry, because that is the subtle body, and that subtle body will generate new body according to the desire of that accumulated impressions. So, nainam nacho enam kledayanti apa, the water cannot make it wet, and na shoshayati marutam, air cannot dry it. These are the great principles. If we think once in every day, little bit, actually I am holding this body, but who am I? These external things have no connection, it cannot touch me. Such is, that's why there is a word, it's called asparsa yoga. Asparsa, no sparsa, you cannot touch it. You can touch the body. You can touch my mind. How? You can by talking something sweet or talking something very bad. You can, if emotionally people get upset, cry, weep. They are not hit in the body, maybe, but may not, but more in the word. Some words hit the eardrum and goes to the carry here and there and to the mind, and mind stoops down, stooping the head like that, and said, "My God, what? How can you say like that? I can't believe that it is possible. You did it for me. You are so unkind. You can trouble me so much. It's possible." Then the mind gets down. But you are not the mind. So these connections are in these several levels. But in the essential level, it is asparso. Nothing can touch that ground of blessedness, that peace, eternal peace.
Acchiddo ayam madashu ayam aklidyo ashasya evacha nitya sarvagatasthanur achaloyam sanatana.
The same idea, the self which is the Atman cannot be cut, or not can be burned, not can be wetted, not can be dried. It is changeless. It is all pervading. It is unmoving, immovable. The self is eternal. So we find that in this Gita, in the very beginning, he is talking about the highest dose of Vedanta. Because Krishna is giving the right doctor, good doctor gives the strong medicine when the disease is very severe. So here, Arjuna-like person, when he is so depressed, you need a strong dose medicine. That's why the Vedanta medicine is given at the beginning. Later on he says, Tameva saranam gaccha sarva bhaveno bharata. You take refuge in me, I will protect you, I am your guide, I am... This is coming first, but giving a very strong dose to so that he wakes up. He has already thought that I am dead. But he is saying, no, you are not dead. You are Atman. You can do anything. It is untouched by all these things. So giving, that's why people may question why in the very beginning of the second chapter, where Krishna, the Arjuna is left his weapon even and trembling in fear like that, psychological depressed person, most depressed person in psychological level, just is shaking his hand out of fear, vipatascha sharire me roma harsascha jayate. So he is such a fragile situation, you need this strong medicine. You are Atman, come up, it does not befit you. It is your body will go. Why do you care about that? So the strong ideas have been given again. Why so many times? It is like nailing. If you nail something in a hard rock, what happens? The nail does not enter. You strike it, the nail, mouth of the nail will be torn like that. Then you make it straight again, try to hit it. So our brain is like that rock. We are Atman, we are Brahman, we don't want to listen that. 100 times if we hear, sometimes you say, oh, this is good word. But if I ask, did you believe it? I believe it. But if you believe, then why are you reacting like that? Then comes the question. That means it has not penetrated into our brain at all. Psychologically, medical doctors will tell me much better. When you think again once, you make a mark in your brain fluid. And if you think second time, it becomes little deeper. Third time, deeper. Fourth time, deeper. Five times deeper. So then it becomes deepest. So repeated thought, that's why it is said, avritti rasakrit upadeshat. You have to avritti. Avritti means repeat. Repeat the holy name, or you say, I am Atman all the time. Or Vedanta says, how many days you have to say, I am Atman?
Till you are liberated.
Yeah, no. Ashukte amrite kalang nayat Vedanta chintaya. Don't say, I have done 5 years. I am studying Vedanta for 20 years. Nothing. Ashukte. Till you go to bed and sleep, snore. That means you are awake. Say, I am Atman, I am Atman, I am pure, I am birthless, I am deathless. Hammer it. Amrite. Not 1 year, 1 month, 5 months, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, 60 years, till you die in the deathbed. I am Atman. Swami Vivekananda said that when he was walking in the forest, one day in the Himalayas, some range, and he was walking alone, and he suddenly heard that there is a voice coming, show him, I am that. And it is surprising thing he saw that is a sadhu is held in the jaw of a tiger, and he has put the body on his back to eat, and the sadhu's last word is going, show him. See the practice. At the jaw of death, you can say, I am Atman. It is the body. The tiger will eat the body. It's not me. That strength comes by repeated practice. It is in the Brahma Sutra, it is said, Avritti Rasakrit Upadesha. And in Bhakti Sutra also it is said, a repetitive practice. So you are not free, even you are a Vedantist or a Bhakta. You will have to do the practice till you die. There is no alternative of it. And there is a joy in it. See, when you talk about that, how we are feeling now? I feel good. At least when I am talking. I am talking and I feel good. And if I would have realized, then what will happen? You know? So this is the thing. Repeat. Day and night, you tell. Swami Vivekananda said, we have given a wrong education to our children. If I had a child, Vivekananda said in one lecture, that I would place the baby in the cradle and teach them, Tattvamasi, thou art that. Then let this vibrate in the psyche of the child. It will come up as a lion. And we say, hey, you can't do that. You are an idiot. You don't understand it. Your math brain is gone. You are nothing. And you are pulling that down. Tell that you can do positive thing. You can do great. You are Atman. So that was Swamiji's idea of education also. He said this negative type of education has destroyed the whole development of our country. It should be always anything positive, encourage. And say, you have this potentiality. How big you can be. You can do this. You can do much better. So put that idea. And also, you are Atman. You are Brahman. And that doesn't mean that they have no negative side of it. Children don't understand. They think that they are all correct. As I understand, I am all correct. You are all wrong. Everyone thinks like that. There is nothing special in that. But as a mother, as a father, we'll have to see that negative side is there. If you hit on the negative side, you can say softly. But if you say too much, they will not listen to you. Till they are 18, they will listen. After 18, they say, okay, and now we are matured. Many of our children, I see in Hollywood area, our devotees, when they turn 18, they don't keep any contact with the mom and dad. I saw them. Really, it is a very frustrating thing. The mom and dad thought that I have done the best thing for them. But the mom who is living in San Diego, their children is coming to UCLA so that they will be in the far area from mom and dad. And the child who is born in the UCLA area, our professor's children, they run to San Diego or to the Berkeley or to the some other area, not nearby, so that you need not have to see every day. Weekend is good over telephone. Hello mom, how are you? But anyhow, the question is that they are not perfect, we are not perfect, but this is the way Swamiji said, that bring the positive ideas, give them positive thoughts, so that they will become lion. Otherwise, they will be like sheep. Tasmat, therefore, unmoving and the self is eternal. So, 25. Abhyakto ayam, achinto ayam, avikaryo ayam uchyate, tasmadevam viditvainam, nanushochitum arhasi. So, this self is to be unmanifest, unthinkable and unchangeable. Unmanifest means it is not manifest in our life. It can, you cannot manifest through the words. Mabhang manasa gocharam is the truth. You cannot express that truth in any language. So abhyaktavayam, it cannot be vyakta in its real nature. Achinto, you cannot think with your little brain. Your brain, your understanding is a small scale. And with that small scale, you cannot measure the distance between here and the farthest galaxy. Can you take a yards, an inch scale or a foot scale and start to measure the distance between here and the sun? You cannot do that. Their measuring stick is different, light year. The light year is also so too insignificant. They say there are certain stars whose light has hit is hitting maybe us. The people are sitting with the telescope. They say that there is 1 million light year. The light has traveled. What is the distance? 1 million light year. A light has started from a star, reaching our Earth, and it took 1 million light year. What do you understand by that? 1 million times light year's distance. So it is only some mathematical calculation. We cannot, our brain cannot take it. But you understand that with your brain, you cannot understand this much, and you understand what is beyond all this gross universe. This is talking about the gross universe. Gross universe we cannot measure. Our all the tools fail there. I went to, there is a good Griffiths Park Observatory in Los Angeles, and they have added a new feature. It was getting renovated. Then I found a big wall space, maybe a height maybe 20 feet and length maybe 200 feet or 300 or 400 feet, all stretch and putting so many stars and galaxies, saying this is one galaxy, that is another galaxy, and showing that if you in the midnight sky, just you put your finger like this, this coverage of this much expands and you find that infinite number of galaxies. Holding like your eyes like that in the space, suppose you can just, your eyes can expand like that, that is the number of galaxies. What about the whole cosmos? How, what do you understand? Talking big boasting things that we understand everything of the science, everything of the physical world. You do not know even the basic thing of the physical world. That in the macrocosm. And now come to the point. I am seeing that I am standing on the floor. But according to physics, you cannot stand on anywhere. You don't touch anything. Go to the subatomic particle. What happens? Electron, proton. Is there space in between? What is that space? How much inch? 10 to the power minus how much? And then, who touches whom? There is no touch. There is always a gap. So in the micro and in macro, our brain gets puzzled, even the scientists. But you see, Vedanta stands there with joy. Ha ha! We said this thing. Anoraniyan mahato mahiyan atma usya janto nihito guhayam tamakratu bita suka pashyati bita suka dhatu prasadat mahimanam atmanam. Here the Indian sages stand in their glory. What you are talking? We have understood that. Anoraniyan. And at the same time mahato mahiyan. I have understood both. Swami Vivekananda was one day wandering in the Himalayan range, and it was in Almora, And in Almora he sat under a tree and he went into deep samadhi and came out. And he was so overjoyed. He said, "Aha! A great secret has been revealed to me today. The secret of the micro and the macro. And I understand today, the micro and the macro is the same. What is there? What is here? All one and one absolute." So if we talk about the physical universe, what the scientists are talking, this we cannot conceive. And what about that which is beyond gross? You go to the subtle, to the subtler, to the subtlest, to the causal and beyond. Where will you find anything there? That's why only dhatu prasadat mahimanam atmanam. The sages have understood by the prasad of the dhatu, that means bija, by their spiritual journey, by their own potential strength of peace and happiness, by meditation and meditation they have entered into that realm. By that power we have understood that truth which is beyond and which is in the subtler of the subtlest and greater in the greatest. So I have bored you long time. It is 12 o'clock. Let me end here. Therefore, he says, therefore the self is like that. Therefore, knowing this to be such, you should not mourn that, "Oh, whom shall I kill? Who shall you kill?" Now come to this point, I am just talked about you. In these galaxies, in these stars, are you killing a tiny, what is the position, reference to the galaxy, what is the position of our sun? Sun is a dot, baby. Sun is baby in the whole galaxy. Our sun is a very tiny, tiny light. And in reference to the light, our sun, our planets. In reference to that planet, our baby Earth. And in reference to that baby Earth, we are Indians, they are Americans, this is fighting going on, you are great, I am Lord, I will kill you, I will hit you. What is your position? Either you say you are nothing. What is your position? And whom will you kill? What will you change in this whole cosmic reality? And whom will you save? Save yourselves first. That's the point, is that be a knower of truth. That is the blessings of the Gita. It says, therefore, tasma evam viditva viditva inam na anusochitam arhasi. In our life, we should not really get upset with this. Things will be like this, it will pass like this, but we need not have to take it so seriously that it is a life and death question. Okay? Thank you.